to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. Pardon me. Still seem to have a frog in my throat here. It's Thursday, July 3rd, 2014. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Tomorrow, of course, is the 4th of July, Independence Day. We will be broadcasting live on our show talking about the Declaration of Independence and the Revolution and how much we won and how much we have since then lost. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today on the show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now then, obviously big news. The corporate media is waxing ecstatic about this. The Dow finally hit 17,000 for the first time. And they've got the girls in the gold lame bikinis and the pom-poms out there saying, make it bigger, go Dow. And this was apparently lifted over that threshold by the U.S. government announcement that a better than expected 288,000 jobs were created in June, and unemployment rate fell to 6.1%. Well, we already know that unemployment rate is a complete joke. They don't count people who've been out of work so long they've quit looking. That's how they fudge that number. There's really only one honest measure of the employment in this country, and that's to go over to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Look at the total American population available for work, and then you subtract the number of people who actually have jobs, and that's your jobless rate, and it's actually about 60%. And inside this better-than-expected 288,000 jobs that's driving the stock market to new stratospheric heights, if you look very carefully, the numbers aren't really all that good, because the number of full-time jobs dropped over 500,000. Okay, and what they did is they added 800,000 part-time jobs. Now remember, when you're trying to tally up jobs, any job, even a 1 hour a week part-time job, that's a job. They don't really tell you what the employment picture is like. If you have one person who's working three part-time jobs, that's not counted as one working American, that's counted as three jobs. It's all about running that number up to look impressive. But looking at the actual breakdown of the numbers, we lost 500,000 full-time jobs. We put on 800,000 part-time jobs. No wonder our GDP is contracting. But as long as they get a big, fluffy number that they can wag at you and say, see, the Dow's over 17,000. Everything's really good here. And all you people who are saying you're having a hard time, well, really, you're just complainers and malingerers, and it's all your fault you're going broke here. I'm going to take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I was just going to say that about full-time jobs is negative, and there's more part-time jobs. Now, what about all these, you know, all these people who are on full-time? They got cut back to part-time, so they got to work multiple jobs to make back the money they lost. So, you know, they'll have one, two, or three jobs, and that it's only one person. So that's how
That's exactly my point. You know, or they'll a company will hire a part-time worker for a couple of weeks, then they'll let them go, then they'll maybe hire them back or somebody else into that part-time job for another 2 weeks, and the government will count that as two complete jobs. They're not actually trying to accurately measure the standard of living or the real level of employment for the American people. They're just trying to gin up impressive-looking numbers in an election year.
And then throw in inflation, and people aren't consuming as much, so you're still going to have a stagnant economy. I mean, there's 92 million people out of the workforce.
Yeah, it right? is. It's I mean, yeah, it's and of course here we have Obama bringing in another 50 to 100,000 over the border, and most of them not only can't find work, most of them are too sick to work. I don't even know what they're thinking in Washington, D.C. anymore. They've gone completely insane. Maybe it's all those antique lead pipes inside those old buildings or something. But
yeah,
it's...
How can you have a Homeland Security buses bringing people over the border that have, like, scabies and all these smallpox problems, and then now they're going to set up, like, an emergency medical thing, the CDC, after all this time?
Yeah, it's a joke, and apparently out in California, there's a second school where these illegal kids are being allowed to get an education that has now developed a cluster of tuberculosis infections. So this thing is just completely, totally out of control. Do you know how much money the Department of Homeland Security got for 2014 for a budget? $46 billion. Now, the Border and Customs Enforcement is part of the Department of Homeland Security. So this wide-open southern border basically represents a cataclysmic failure of the Department of Homeland Security to secure the homeland. They're too busy watching out for the Tea Party and the Occupy people and bloggers to actually do the job of securing our borders. And now we have all these people coming in, and Obama's basically busing them all over the country. He's trying to deliberately create a situation where it's going to be impossible to locate, round up, and deport these people in order to try and force the Congress to go along with his amnesty program so that he's going to have a whole bunch of instant Democratic voters going into November. And the problem is, he's trying to blame the GOP Congress. And it's all about, you know, rigging the coming election in November, because the Democrats understand they're in serious trouble. They're carrying the burden of Obamacare, Benghazi, the unpopular wars, the unperforming economy, NSA spying, all of this stuff. People are blaming the Democrats for, not always with justification, I might add. So they're trying to basically bring in the illegals, turn them into instant Democratic voters to win the election, and they're exposing this nation to major health problems. And I saw other articles out there on the internet today making the same point that I am. If a foreign government deliberately sent people with contagious illnesses into our country, we would call it an act of biological warfare. So what do we call it when it's the president who's doing it? And we're going to see more situations like we had out there in Murrieta, California, where the people are going to get out on the road and they're going to blockade the road and say, you turn that bus around and you go back the way you came. We don't have jobs for these people. We don't have water for these people. We don't have food for these people. And we don't know what illnesses they're carrying that might not even be curable. And you get them out of here, and you do your job of keeping our borders secure. And I'm still getting all this email saying, oh, well, these poor immigrants, they're fleeing oppression in their own country. Well, we've got oppression in this country. Economic oppression first and foremost here. And as I said yesterday, when you had the people of Italy were under the control of Mussolini, they didn't migrate north up to the border with Switzerland and say, let us in here, we're fleeing oppression. They dealt with the problem themselves. They got rid of Mussolini. And that these people who are in Central America, if they're sick and tired of their U.S. puppet governments, there is a solution. If they can mobilize this many people to march on the Mexican border, they can mobilize that many people to march on their own nation's capital and take care of their problems so that we can focus on taking care of ours. Anything else, Dustin?
Yeah, they should just all bust them all to Washington, D.C.
probably be a good idea. But again, the story that really upsets me about Murrieta is after the buses were turned away from there, the buses drove down to San Diego and let these illegals out within sight of the Mexican border. Why didn't they just drive another quarter mile to the other side of the border and kick them off the bus there? Obviously, there is a deliberate agenda to flood this country with these illegal immigrants, many of whom are criminal, many of whom are carrying these contagious serious diseases, with apparently no other purpose than to create a new crowd of Democratic voters. And by the way, I think somebody ought to do a correlation. We're hearing about all these busloads of these immigrants going into certain areas around the country, Boston, Los Angeles, Murrieta, California, Washington State, Arizona. We ought to correlate that with the red-blueness of those voting districts. Are they dumping these soon-to-be Democratic voters into areas that are like slightly GOP? Are they trying to shift the demographics? Are they going to try and redraw the district lines? That appears to be what's going on here, is just, you know, thousands of millions of new Democratic voters to change the election this November. We'll be right back.
Earth. earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Yep, the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phone. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Michael. No, I tell you what, I just saw in the paper the other day, Mark Zuckerberg, that's what I call him now, saying about the illegal immigration, he's going to fight hard to make sure they get amnesty. I mean, he's so worried about that, he needs to invest his billions in Mexico and fix their infrastructure, force out the criminals that are running that country, and then maybe the people will stay there. They'll have jobs and they'll all be happy and won't want to come here.
Yeah, I think that would be a really good idea because, in the earlier heyday of immigration, the reason, this whole give me your tired, your poor, your teeming masses and so forth was to build a labor force for the burgeoning American industrial empire. Well, we're not an industrial superpower anymore. In fact, our industry is very much in decline. So is our agriculture. We don't have jobs for the legal American citizens. Even with all the rigging of the labor numbers, the reality is we still have 90 million Americans who have not been able to find any kind of work whatsoever, and it makes absolutely no sense to bring in a flood of illegal immigrants carrying diseases, many of them criminals, and I don't just mean criminal for crossing the border without permission. These are people fleeing prosecution for crimes they committed in their own country. And they're just being welcomed in. Even during the heyday of immigration before, everybody had to go through Ellis Island. They had to have a medical check. They had to basically pass muster in terms of whether they were going to be a contributing member of our society. And those who couldn't make the grade were sent back home. In this case, it's just a wide open border policy. And for whatever its agenda is, and it's probably just as simple as trying to flood illegals into districts, make them instant Democratic voters, and change these districts from red to blue for November. It may just be that thin and shallow and pointless. And the ancillary damage being caused by all of this, additional stress and strain on the water supply, additional stress and strain on sewage, additional stress and strain on the medical infrastructure. And out in California, they're already saying that this is becoming a hopeless burden on the Obamacare system out in California, all these illegals signing on there. So whatever's going on, they did not think it all the way through. It's another knee-jerk, let's do this now and hope for the best kind of policy, and that's not how you run a nation.
Yep, I agree. Now, this is actually playing out just like Cuba's, Fidel Castro's Cuba's aerial boat lift, where all the Cubans came out of the prisons and just flooded into the United States, and we just said, sure, open arms. Carter's big goof. Same thing.
Yeah, it was a big goof. Now, Carter didn't think about what was going to happen with Cuba's prisons. It was just about Cuban refugees who want to come to America. We will let you in. And Castro just said, okay, go to the prisons, throw all those people on a boat, send them across. And, you know, Florida's been dealing with that crime wave ever since.
Yep. Thanks, Michael.
All right, we're going to switch over to Nathan in California. Aloha, Nathan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Michael. I wasn't going to call in, but I had a real quick question for you. And if you think I'm in left field, go ahead and put me in my place. I kind of bounce around the internet like you do and make my own newspaper. And I went over to Alex Jones's site, I don't know, a week and a half ago. And I'm looking at these photos of these illegal alien children. And so there's this girl that must be about 12 or 14 years old. And I took a look at her bag. She's got a tote bag, you know, mm-hmm. with the extended handle. It's all black, and she's got the little wheels on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the bag, and I'm like, you know, this bag doesn't look like it's been on a train for 5 days or crossed the desert. There's no rips. There's no dirt. There's no nothing. It looks like this girl got on a plane, got to an airport, got on a bus, and came over the border. So anyway, for my own amazement, I went to the Google Maps, and I'm looking at, like, Laredo. And then on the Mexican side, there's Nuevo Laredo. And there is an airstrip there that's about 2 miles from the Rio Grande, about a 6 or 8 mile drive, you know, to the border. The airstrip must be about 4,000-plus feet long. Mm-hmm. There's other airports in Reynosa and all this. And my question is, do you think that some of these children are being airlifted from Central America to these border airports? It doesn't make sense to me that, you know, if I was a 29-year-old Guatemalan, I'm not going to tell my wife, an 8-year-old daughter, oh, honey, just hop on a train.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And we know that a lot of these people are being brought up from Central America by professional people smugglers. And whether they use trains or buses or airplanes, you know, it's where they can get the best deal, you know, Ryanair or something like that. But we do know that all this talk about how these people have walked all the way from Nicaragua and Guatemala is part of the propaganda to get everyone feeling sorry for them and say, yes, come on in. What a terrible time you've had getting here. What terrible lives you must have had back in your home country, and we'll welcome you in. And no, that's nonsense. Okay, if these people are having that much trouble in their countries, change your government. It's not like South America hasn't seen revolutions before. That's how you fix it. Tomorrow we celebrate the anniversary of when we got sick and tired of our government and changed it. And it looks like probably we're going to have to do it all over again. You know, this idea that we're going to just, you know, swim across the river and everything's going to be hunky-dory. No, it isn't. Because, you know, a lot of these illegals, they get here And they realize that the propaganda they've been seeing about life in America is absolutely a joke. There are actually illegals who turn around and say, I'm going back home. This is a raw deal. This isn't all the stuff I was told I was going to get.
That's correct. I wholeheartedly agree. I was just wondering if there was some sort of CIA operation going on that was maybe a cousin to Air America, where they're airlifting these kids in, because it doesn't make sense.
No, they're too busy with the cocaine.
Okay, well, bringing kids and cocaine up, I don't know, but one thing I did hear a long time ago, there was a film archives thing on YouTube, and John Stockwell was over in Africa many years ago, and it was when the Cuban soldiers were raping the Angolan women. Mm-hmm. And he said all those stories, he said, we made them up. They were all hoaxes. It just totally fake.
Of course. I mean, we're seeing this repeat of that again. Last week they were trying to claim that these ISIS Sunnis had proclaimed that they are allowed to rape the women of Iraq. And even if they actually believe that, they're not stupid enough to announce that to the world. They know it's going to hurt their PR value. It's just these people who have lied us into these wars don't know any other way to operate. And even in the face of a population that recognizes the lies, all they can do is go on lying some more, like Israel's latest stunt with these three teenagers.
Yes,
and the
price
tag attacks and everything like that.
I agree, Michael. Well, thank you for taking my call. I wish you and Claire a very happy and safe 4th of July, and I hope you have a good show.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. And we're coming up on the next commercial break here. Story out of Zero Hedge. People not in the labor force rise to a new record. So forget about all these, how we've traded 500,000 full-time jobs for 1,000,000 part-time jobs, and that makes everything look better. The reality is people not in the labor force are still increasing. It's the participation rate in this country remains at 35-year lows. This is not an economy that is in recovery. We are still in recession. And, of course, everybody's trying to puff everything up before these second quarter numbers come out. Because you remember when they did the first quarter numbers? Look, we're growing. And then they had, well, we have to revise them downward. They'll do the same thing again. The second quarter numbers are going to be proclaimed to be great. And then a month down the road, they'll say, well, actually, they kind of sucked. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit EscapeHarassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit EscapeHarassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to the phones here, I'm just looking at this story where the Vatican has now brought back exorcisms, and apparently demon season is open. And I wonder what the bag limit is and if they taste like chicken during these hard economic times. What are we having for dinner tonight? I don't have demon stew. Bagged him up on the chimney. Watch out for the buckshot. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Terrence in Florida. Aloha, Terrence. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon. What's on my mind is the immigration and the complaints about people coming to the United States. And it seems to me that this battle to keep people out is a guarantee to enslave the American people. With their E-Verify and all this, where we have to ask Uncle Sam for permission to have a job, then we got to purchase permission. The Declaration of Independence states all men are endowed by their creator, whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't say all Americans. It doesn't say all
Jews. Well, you
Jews,
see, this whole thing, this rush for amnesty is going to backflash on the E-Verify. They were trying to use the illegal immigrant problem to get everybody to have to use these new extended ID cards, national ID cards. And everybody said, look, we wouldn't need these cards if you were doing your job. Now, of course, they're trying to flood the country with illegals so they can declare amnesty and make them all citizens, which means everybody gets an E-Verify by default. And again, what we all need to do is stand up and say, this whole mess with illegal immigration is not our fault, and you will not use it to impose more controls on us. Pardon me.
Well,
Department of Homeland Security got $46 billion this year And part of that money is supposed to be securing the border. So if there's a problem with illegal immigration in this country, this means the Department of Homeland Security has failed, 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 failed. Disband them now, give us a refund of all of our money back, and we'll sort out this immigration mess on our own.
Well, I would agree that what's going on right now is a criminal activity. Thank you, Smedley Butler, for exposing the corruption that the United States has put into Central America, and they're bringing the children here. There's a criminal enterprise behind this. But when you force anybody, any man or woman, to prove that they have permission to be somewhere, that man or woman is a slave. And when Uncle Sam
now,
says,
wait a minute, you're blurring. Hold it. I see where you're going with this whole situation. Okay, first of all, they wouldn't need to prove who they are if they hadn't come across the border without permission. Okay, there is a legal way for people to become a citizen. Okay, and if, for those who've come into the United States and followed that course, welcome, glad to have you here. Okay, this idea that we have to have all this extra identification to deal with these people who came across the border illegally exists only because the Department of Homeland Security and the Customs and Border Control failed completely. So let's cut off that budget, save that $46 billion a year. I'm sure we could put it into things like new schools, new hospitals, and new roadways. And, you know, instead of spending U.S. tax money to build these tall concrete walls all over Israel to separate them from Palestine and Jordan, we should have built them here.
I agree that's corruption, but Michael, what I'm saying is when you force someone to get permission to enter, let's say you get to stand at the border and you got your gun and you get to say who comes and who goes, that makes you the master and that person the slave.
On earth has a legitimate right to determine who comes across their border, if for no other reason than to prevent people carrying contagious diseases. Every nation has... There is no nation on earth that has a wide-open border policy. It just doesn't work. If you want to be fair, let's have the border policy of the United States be the exact match of that they have in Mexico. But this idea of just come on across the border, we don't care about your criminal record, we don't care that you're carrying tuberculosis, we don't even care that you might have Ebola. Come on in here, get your free government stuff, and we'll just bus you all over the country to blend you in with the population so that Obama can make a political point here.
Respectfully, Michael, I disagree. When a government is nothing more than a gang of men and women, it might as well call it Al Capone.
Okay, we're going to let you go. Terrence here, that's an unsupportable situation. Every nation has a right to secure its borders and to determine who is allowed in to the country and to keep out people who might not be a benefit to society. That is just common sense. The United States is the only country not following that common sense approach, at least along that border with Mexico. But there has never been a nation that had an absolutely open border policy and saying, yeah, come on in, we don't care what you're doing. Every nation controls their border for purposes of population and commerce. That is a normal part of the sovereignty of a nation, is the right to say who gets to live there and who doesn't. That's absolutely absurd. All right, we're going to grab another phone call. Art in Philadelphia. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. We missed Dave in Niagara, didn't we? Okay, Dave in Niagara. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, hello? Okay, well, then let's go back to Art in Philadelphia.
Hello, Mike. Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're on the air.
Okay. With regards to immigration, this whole issue has been resolved already by the Jordan Commission report, 12-year extensive study. It says limit all immigration to 65,000 people per year, and that's where we need to go. And we need to push Congress to say, go back to the recommendations of the Jordan Commission. It's already been resolved. Just follow your recommendations. End of the story. It was a bipartisan study, and that's where we need to go with immigration. With regards to Mark Zuckerberg, he was in front of Congress just not a couple months ago screaming that we need unlimited H-1B visa immigration. This immigration policy, legal immigration, is just as adverse to our situation as it is with the illegal immigration, because there's virtually no limits right now. And what we're saying, industry can get all the cheap labor they want, replace every American under the plant in the country with cheap immigration labor. So we need to address both the legal and the illegal immigration issue and follow the recommendations of the Jordan Commission. That's how I see it.
Well, the numbers recommended by the Jordan Commission obviously have to be adjusted based on current demographics and economic reality. The H-1B-1 visa issue is complicated because it isn't merely getting people who are willing to work for less for American high-tech companies. The reality is our schools have gone so far down the road of being about indoctrination rather than education. They've gone so far down the road of not teaching our kids how to think analytically and solve problems. American high-tech companies can't find Americans who can actually do the job. And that has become, that has, the dumbing down of America is a big part of why these high-tech companies are looking for overseas workers, because the kids coming out of American high schools and even colleges simply don't match up anymore.
I had to respectfully disagree with that. There is plenty of Americans with lots of skills able to do these jobs. There is a shortage of biotech engineers that will work for $10 an hour for major pharmaceutical companies, and that's the reason that they need the H-1B visa program.
I'm going to have to respectfully disagree back with you. When I, a few years back, I did a stint teaching computer animation at the University of Hawaii. And I grew up with the industry. I'm one of the people who helped sort of bring it into being. And, you know, the kids were great, and I really liked them. But their basic skill set coming into that class was woefully deficient. They didn't have the math to be working out how to do the simulations. They were not in themselves programmers. They had absolutely no awareness of the system level of the machine. They basically were coming in learning how to type on a computer animation system. And the decline in that overall skill set, you know, it's one thing when you're talking about end-user application, but when you're talking about companies that are trying to create the next generation whiz-bang through R&D, finding American, there are some Americans who can do it, but overwhelmingly, the academic level of the kids coming out of our current high schools and colleges, it's just not the match of what we're seeing in other parts of the world. Now, I agree that that needs to be reversed. We need to get our schools about education and not indoctrination. And then at some point, yeah, let's throw some tariffs on there so that these companies are encouraged to hire domestically and don't we disincentivize their bringing in these people from outside. But it's not just economic. At the moment, it's skill set. And until we correct that problem, I don't think we should engage in protectionism for the sake of protectionism.
Could I make a comment to that effect?
Real quick, we're almost at the end of the break.
Okay, as an example, dealing with major corporations in recruiting, they basically say you have to work through an Indian job shop that takes 3% of the cut, and they force everybody to take 50% cut in their pay, and then you're telling us there's a shortage of Americans. That is the biggest bunch of bunk I've ever seen. I'm working in the field every day.
Okay, we got to let you go here, and we'll be back with more phone calls.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Why does a U.S. orthodontist make more than some CEOs? You get that dental bill and you'll know. Implants, partial or full bridge, the kids need braces, fractions of U.S. prices. Balloon angioplasty for heart patients in the U.S. is $50,000. Thailand, under $7,000. Heart bypass, joint and hip replacement, cancer, many procedures under the price of your Obamacare deductible and copay. Don't risk bankruptcy. Hit us up now. We'll show you how at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Shots, pills, capsules, little drops.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And sort of responding to what Art's comment, it's really easy to say that, hey, these companies are going for these H-1B-1 visas and they're bringing in foreign workers because these foreign workers will work cheap. Well, in this economy, we're already seeing people willing to take lower-paying jobs because they don't really have a choice. So this idea that they're bringing in these H-1B-1 visas simply to get a lower-paid employee, that doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. I'm sure there's a lot of people who would rather be working in the high-tech job they trained for low money, as opposed to working at a fast-food restaurant for low money. You know, prestige and self-image and self-respect comes in there. The problem is the American education system over the last couple of decades now has moved away from educating our children and gotten into indoctrinating them, getting them to believe in human-caused global warming. And Common Core has made the problem even worse. If you look at the way these kids are being taught to handle mathematical problems, they're literally being mentally crippled. It takes longer, more steps, harder to arrive at the answer through the recommended Common Core methodology than through various other systems that are out there. And this is all to make the American children easy to control, easy to send off to war. And the downside is they are not attractive to American high-tech companies because everything they've been taught, they've learned by rote and repetition. They don't understand what's going on inside the systems. Therefore, they can't figure out how to make those systems work a little bit better or to come up with a new idea. Now, there are some very talented young people who on their own are developing these skills, and they get picked up through science fairs and whatnot, but there's not enough of them. And a lot of Americans who do have these skills have already left the country for greener pastures in other countries that have respect for people with good analytical skills. Somebody in the chat room said, yes, me as an example. I've known a lot of people who are very skilled in my former line of work, computer animation and visual effects. They're not in the United States anymore because the focus for this kind of work has gone on down to New Zealand, to Australia, to Asia, to Europe. As America loses its high-tech leadership, it's losing its high-tech leaders as well. So it's a complicated issue. And I think it's a drastic oversimplification to simply say, oh, these companies are bringing in these H-1B-1 visa people because they'll work cheaper. I don't think they're going to work any cheaper than Americans right now who are desperate to pay their bills. Anyway. All right, we have two more callers on the line. Dave in Niagara Falls. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Dave, are you there? All right, fine. Then we're going to let Dave go, and we're going to talk to Clint in Michigan. Aloha, Clint. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike, this is Dave in Niagara Falls. I think.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. All right. We seem to have the wires crossed here again. It's that darn hamster doing it. Okay, so Dave in Niagara Falls, finally we connect with you. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Okay, I'll get right to the point here, Mike. I wanted to talk about Detroit for just a moment. There's a film you can search on Netflix called The Waterfront, and it's about the mass water shutoffs in one of the enclaves of Detroit Highland Park. And I'm not going to get into the whole thing on your program here, but for Netflix subscribers, it's really worth checking out. And I think this movie is like 5 years old. And I think that you follow Gerald Celente as much as I do. And mm-hmm. one of his catchphrases is, when people lose everything, they lose it. And I think shutting off the water of thousands of people in the middle of summer, when you get to that point, they pretty much lost it.
Well, it's tailor-made to start riots. After 3 days without water or having to drink wastewater, these people are going to riot. And it just, you know, it must be something they want to actually have happen. Our country is sending all this money to the terrorists in Syria. They're buying underwear for the illegal immigrants. Can't you spare a few bucks to get the water turned back on in Detroit? And it does almost seem to me like they're hoping there will be a major riot in Detroit over water so they can bring about martial law and a national emergency. But this is going to backlash on them because there's nobody who's going to look at Americans rioting over the fact that they're cut off from water and not sympathize with the American people as being victims of an economic and governmental system that is so oppressive that it would actually cut off that water in the first place.
I couldn't agree with you more, Mike. And there's comments I want to make, but I can't make it, you know, as you often say, for the purpose of maintaining your broadcasting license, if you know what I mean. There's,
yes.
You know, I've had it. I'm mad as hell.
Yes, I am too. I think we're all at that point right now. And there's nothing wrong with being angry or mad. I know everyone would say, oh, you know, anger is bad. You shouldn't be angry. Anger management, the rest of it. No, that is in us for a reason. We evolved to feel rage and hate and anger because it is essential for our survival.
And I've got right my now, wife on cinnamon.
Okay, yes. Yes, very much so. But no, you have to understand that those feelings are there for a reason. And it's okay for you to be getting angry right now at the way you are being treated. It's perfectly acceptable. What you do with that, of course, has to be carefully considered. But it's okay to be angry. It's okay to feel rage at how our country has been stolen away from us here. All right, Dave, I'm going to let you go here. We're going to go back over to Clint in Michigan. Aloha, Clint. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, aloha.
Clint, are you
aloha.
There? There you are.
Yeah. Yes, aloha. I just wanted to say I agree with that caller about the Detroit water system. when we could, you know, we bailed out a lot of big corporations in Detroit, but, you know, how about helping the people that were victims of all these bailouts in Detroit?
You know, this in Detroit, there's this big country club and a couple of the major sports venues. They're like millions of dollars behind on their water bill. They're not getting their water cut off. It's only the little people. You know, they cry for water. Well, let them drink beer or something like that.
Well, I also mainly called about the border issue. I noticed here, the more and more I drive around Detroit, the more and more the federal government seems to be more of the major employer in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
They're building a beautiful new Border Patrol office over on the Lower East Side of Detroit, which was, you know, pretty much abandoned till Chrysler built a new plant down there, which got bailed out. But we got, you know, the Drug Enforcement Agency, all this other stuff. And I see the Border Patrol driving around all over the place, including, you know, Belle Isle, which is now a state park. So, you know, that's my thing. And also,
are they worried about Canadians swimming across and entering the United States illegally? It seems to me like that's kind of a lousy place to be building Border Patrol facilities when the border to Mexico is wide, wide open.
Yeah, and I kind of remember, you know, I'm about your age, and growing up as a kid, we used to go to Canada. We wouldn't think about it. We'd drive over, you know, for the afternoon show, our driver's license, and then drive back. And we used to do it two or three times a month. And nowadays, you go over there, and you have 2 hours to come back in the United States. Going into Canada, it's nothing. Coming back, it's,
oh,
you know,
it is.
So.
It's a nightmare. I'm like you. I grew up in New Hampshire farm country, and we used to just go across the border to Canada all the time. You know, go to the pharmacy, get a bunch of 222 capsules. 4th of July, we got great fireworks from up there in Canada. Maple sugar, maple syrup. Of course, we were growing that where we were as well. But there was, you know, prestige and status in having your maple syrup from Canada. And, yeah, it was just back and forth, and you got waved through. And the last couple of times I've had to go to Canada on business, as you say, going into Canada, it's, hi, how are you? Here's a brochure of our attractions, you know, and have a really good time. And coming back, you know, it's like you're trying to get into Nazi Germany, you know. And I'm an American citizen, and they're, like, throwing me up against the wall and say, what are you doing here? Why are you coming to this country? Well, I live here. That's not a good enough reason, you know. You're a terrorist.
You're bringing candy back into this country now. That's illegal.
That's true. Well, you know, and now they'll take away the 222 tablets and everything. All right, listen, Clint, got to let you go. I know we got another caller waiting on the line, but we're going to take you after our top of the hour segment. So we will be right back.